Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, May 20. In Squiz Kids today, hope for a COVID vaccine, the dog who got a degree, no more spitting on cricket balls, and James and the Giant Peach online. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Since the coronavirus first appeared at the start of this year, the race has been on by scientists all over the world to develop a vaccine. And yesterday came the first signs that we are getting closer. A vaccine maker in America reported encouraging results from the first human trial, which is an experiment on volunteers to test whether the vaccine can take on and defeat the virus. More testing is needed, and experts are warning it will still be a long while before a vaccine is widely available, but it's good news nonetheless. The countries of India and Bangladesh are bracing themselves for what has been described as the biggest cyclone ever recorded in the Bay of Bengal, the huge stretch of water that both countries border. Millions of people have been evacuated from low-lying coastal areas as authorities nervously eye the development of a super cyclone called Cyclone Amphan, which is expected to cross the coast later today. The Indian city of Kolkata is in the direct path of the cyclone and it is home to 14 million people. That's more than half the entire population of Australia in one city. And Bangladesh, a country that is smaller in size than Victoria, has 161 million people crammed into it.
Spin the globe.
Each day, we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today, we've landed in the USA, where a dog called Moose has just been awarded a university degree. A degree is what universities usually hand out to human-type people after they have spent years studying. But Virginia Tech University has seen fit to give an honorary degree to the vet school's resident companion dog, Moose, the Golden Labrador. For 6 years, Moose has worked alongside the university's school counselor, bringing comfort to students who are overwhelmed with anxiety or stress. His handler says that Moose brings a very safe and comforting force in the room and is loved by all students who meet him because he accepts everyone he meets with no judgment. Everyone needs a Moose in their life. There's a photo of Moose accepting his degree in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
Spitting on the ball and rubbing it against your trousers is one of the time-honoured traditions of cricket. A practice that helps bowlers achieve the elusive reverse swing effect. So, the news yesterday that the people who run the international cricket competition have placed a temporary ban on spitting on the ball was met with a certain amount of dismay. Why the ban? Because the coronavirus. In these times when face masks are mandatory and sneezing in public is a no-no, the idea of spitting on a ball and throwing it to a teammate is similarly considered a high-risk activity. It's okay to use sweat from your brow, though, to polish the surface of the ball, according to the authorities, just not saliva. I wonder if hand sanitizer would be allowed.
Pop Culture Corner.
If there's been one good thing to come out of all of this lockdown, it's been the sudden appearance online of well-known actors reading aloud famous books. And they don't come more famous or more loved than Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, which has been brought to life online in a live reading by Kiwi director Taika Waititi and a few of his famous friends, including Thor actor Chris Hemsworth, his equally actory brother Liam, Australia's own Kate Blanchett, and the grand dame of Hollywood herself, Meryl Streep. There's a link to it in today's episode notes.
Rosie's Recipes.
Every Wednesday, we stick our head into the kitchen to see what Squiz Kids Ambassador Rosie has been cooking up this week. And today's recipe is a savoury snack you're going to love. It's called Basil Pesto Stars, and it's pretty much what it sounds like. A delicious basil pesto puff pastry and parmesan snack that's super easy to prepare and perfect for any lunchbox, which are being dusted off and ready for reuse as you all head back to school. The recipe and photos of the process and finished product are all on the Squiz Kids website. And don't forget, if you have a favourite recipe that you like to cook and you'd like Rosie to try and to feature in this segment, be sure to send it to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Get cooking.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the bay near India and Bangladesh that Cyclone Amphan is currently crossing? That's right, it's the Bay of Bengal. Well done if you got that. Question number two. What is the name of the Labrador at Virginia Tech University who's just been awarded a degree? Yeah, it's Moose. Question number three. Which book by Roald Dahl is being read aloud on the internet by Kiwi director Taika Waititi and friends? Yeah, it's James and the Giant Peach. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Maddie from Melbourne, Charlotte from Brisbane, Noah and Felicity from Newcastle, Jake from Roeville, Layla from Andorra Bay, Miranda from Carrum Downs, Kaylee from Inverell, Alexandra from Redlinch, Sophie from Petersham, Venkata from Westmead, Angus from Wollongong, Sashank from Wentworthville, Ashton and Lewis from the Whitsundays, Nate and Riley from Inverell, Tyler from Kempsey, Coco from Orange, Tilly from Bathurst, Tessa from Ballarat, Alea from Chester Hill, Ollie, Erasabeth and Mariana from Sydney, Jackie from Queenstown, and a special international shout-out to Eliza, who's listening in London. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Lucy from Harrington and Tiffany, Jerome, Addison and Riley from Taree. Happy birthday, one and all. Today's classroom shout-outs go to Emmeline and Audrey and all in Year 3 at Mount Carmel Cooperoo, Years 3 to 6 at Bedgerabong Public School, Year 4 at East Fremantle Primary School, and Year 6 and Miss Birmingham and Mrs. Wilson at St. Agatha's in Clayfield. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.